You want chewing noises in there?
Yeah, sure. Chewing noises are great. This is going to be wonderful. So,
I just had to hunt down chewing noises for my video.
Yay!
Right. Also, can we talk about how the date in this cookie kind of looks like a cockroach? Freak me out a little bit.
No. I have vivid terror of cockroaches, which nonetheless still renders me as the one with the shortest hair in the house, the bug killer. Mm-hmm. Happily, I have the help of two cats, who usually maim the things first, so that I can throw a thing on top of it and hit it. There's only been one, but
I need to come to terms with house centipedes that keep cockroaches away.
We have house centipedes. They actually have been keeping them away. We just got one of the big wandering black suckers. I think everybody's had one of them in the downtown core. Mm. Sketch killed it. It might have just been a cricket, but I wasn't exactly going to look.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking.
No. My partner saw a house centipede the size of her hand on the outside of our house the other day.
Jeez.
Wow.
The house centipedes, are they the brown ones with super long legs all the way around? That's all we got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the ones that just look like wandering
carpets.
They move
like death. They move like death.
Yeah, they moved.
When
like,
death comes for me, it'll be on the back of my centipede.
The only time one of those has ever scared me is I looked away from my computer and my keyboard in the basement of my old house, and then I looked back, and like it was just there, and then I looked away, and then it wasn't. And then I lost my motherfucking shit.
Mm-hmm.
They scared the shit out of me. Yeah, I used to be really terrified of vermin. I'm less so now, but I was very, very scared of them for a number of years.
Mm. I still am not a fan of cockroaches, but...
Cockroaches are not my thing.
I can't handle mice.
I can handle mice.
I can handle mice, but I have two cats and a Rottweiler, so...
Yeah, my dog killed all of our mice, but I think
she's a Rottweiler, German Shepherd mix, and she's the most pathetic dog in the whole world.
That's adorable.
Yeah, and her head is the same size as my head.
I'm going to end up with a greyhound, you just know it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I grew up with whippets, so a greyhound is the butch version of that.
I guess that's fair. I think I actually always thought of that as the opposite, but... Maybe that's just because I know a couple people that have...
You look like an Irish wolfhound.
I don't want an Irish wolfhound because I can't stand to have my heart broken every 7 or 8 years for the rest of my life.
Mix it with a poodle, and that's not so bad.
I don't really. I might get a great. I'd be interested in a Great Dane.
But
that's 5 to 6
but
years.
But that's 5 to 6 years. Yeah. And
they I'm already on
heart.
5 years of mine.
That being said, the person above me has a Great Dane Mastiff Cross.
Yeah.
It's a pretty epic mix.
Yep. I don't know. Like, owning a dog that weighs more than I do is probably not actually a thing I want to do. No matter how laid back and reasonable they are.
That's fair. I was the only person allowed to adopt my dog because I was the only person that had tried who was actually stronger than she is.
Yep. You actually do need that with dogs.
Yep. Especially dogs with behavioral issues.
But that are so cute.
Also, I named her Bowser.
Well done.
That's really good.
She looks like a dragon. She's got snarfling faces all the time.
That's
stupid face.
Incredibly adorable.
Yeah. And my bicycle's name is Toad. That was my partner's name.
Bowser and Toad.
Yeah.
I like people. Everything in our life is themed. Hitchhiker's Guide. So I feel like everything should be named as a theme.
Every single thing I had was for a period of my life named after characters in William Gibson's Neuromancer. Don't do that with computers. It means they work weird.
That's just asking for trouble. That's totally asking for trouble.
I really, 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 really wanted to be Molly Millions when I grew up. It didn't work out.
That's fair.
I have not had my tear ducts rerouted to my mouth. I do not spit when I cry.
I know this is like totally blasphemous to say, but I preferred pattern recognition.
No, that's the only one I reread. But I started writing about Gibson when I was 17, and pattern recognition hadn't come out yet.
Yeah. It's like, because I also find trends super fascinating. Like, I work in advertising often, right? So I'm like, oh my god, this book is the best book of all the books.
It really, really is my favorite of his works. Although, the one that sticks, and it is the one I reread the most often, but the one that sticks with me the most is actually All Tomorrow's Parties.
I haven't read that yet.
It's just got this gentleman who wanders around with a knife inside his coat. And the way that Gibson describes it is very perfect. But, yeah. Okay, so recording your responses to game questions is an interview instead of recording long talks about dogs.
Dogs and Gibson.
So, Max, can you introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about your background, please?
Sure. I am Max Lander. I guess my background is almost entirely in photography, and then in the last couple years I have started experimenting with film, predominantly at request of the feminist porn community in Toronto.
Okay. So how did you hear about the game jam, and like, what were you expecting from a game jam or this game jam? Like, do you have an experience with video games?
Well, I'm a big nerd, but that's my only experience with video games.
Okay.
As in, I play them. And I heard about the jam because I'm doing some stuff with Bento Miso.
Okay.
As in photo stuff. I'm just doing stuff. And I had no idea what to expect.
Okay.
I was talking to my partner 2 days before we came here, and I was like, I've just realized that this is happening in 2 days and don't at all know what I'm walking into. Like, is my skill set going to be totally off? Am I going to have to, like, learn things? Are they going to partner me with somebody that has, like, a counterbalance skill set? I am both excited and nervous, and I was like, no idea whatsoever. Even though I probably could have. And then I promptly went to the internet and was like, I'm going to learn a little bit about this.
I will learn the tiniest of things. So,
And then I watched an FMV with Tia Carrera.
Okay. All right. So you found out about full motion video games from the internet, and you maybe didn't play them a lot coming up? Is that a fair assumption?
Yeah. No, I tried to, like, I'm not into the YouTube click-through version of them.
Yeah.
And so when I was like, I actually don't know what these are, and then tried to play them, but of course most of them are YouTube clickers, and
okay,
that bothers me.
So, like, Phantasmagoria and Night Trap are completely not a thing you have heard about?
I have heard of them, but not in a, but only in the last, like, 2 weeks
okay.
of, like, looking things up on the internet.
Alright, so, as a photographer, what were you, after we introduced you to it, what were you expecting from this software which you have not really been interacting with yet? Like, what do you usually find to be a stress point with software?
Well, that's a good question. I think more often than not, I'm used to encountering some kind of formatting issues or incompatibilities. And I mean, the things that I hate working with video in is codecs and all of that crap, which was very easily, like, swept aside for this is what you will use because it's consistent.
Okay.
Did
you find that advantageous or disadvantageous to your practice?
It didn't change my practice at all. The thing that I do like is, at least with WebM, it converts quickly. I was really concerned that it was going to be like, I'm going to make all these videos, and then I'm going to try and convert them to WebM, and it's going to be like, you have 36 days of rendering left.
Yes.
Because the thought of, like, having, you know, 30 short videos and then converting them all.
For reference, WebM is just a compression wrapper. It doesn't really do anything else, which is why it does not have to re-render each frame of your video separately. A thing I don't understand anyway. My background is not video, so I don't get that.
Well, and I, like, I'm not in any professional way associated with video, and so no, there's a lot of, like, codec and formatting stuff that I don't know about, which is why I'm always like, is this a thing that's going to be a problem? Because I don't want to learn about it. I just want to make video.
That's fair. So when you heard about the software, what features were you immediately after?
I mean, when I first heard about it, I got really excited about the prospect of where it goes after the jam, because I do that.
Yes.
And then I got really excited about having a single controller and multiple passive screens.
I'm really excited about that too, and the software does support it. We're just not supporting it right now.
Which I totally think is a good, I also think that's a good plan. Like, the thought of actually trying to make something within a week that would have more than one passive screen is not okay.
With 19, that's why we didn't do that.
Yeah,
but
no,
it does,
that's a terrible idea.
You can definitely run up to 8 to 10 clients off of the software with no problem.
Yeah, and I think that's super neato, mainly from a, like, art installation kind of way. Like, in my mind, why would you not present video in this way, as opposed, like, why would you just watch it statically in with one screen? Why is that a thing? That's boring. We live in the future.
It's nice how other people say things that I believe so that I don't have to say them. Haha, you lied from transcript. So how has your process, now that you know about the tool, worked through the week? And what went into making your game? How does it
go? My process changed from how I normally work, in that I felt like I needed it to be really planned out, because I usually work in a, like, I'm going to make a short film, or I'm going to make one thing, right? Okay. Like, where it is self-contained.
And what would be an example of a thing you might make?
Well, a short film being a thing, okay, I make. Like, I have only actually made short films that kind of feel like music videos, but... And so the thought of having, like, all the different streams and, like, branching of branches of videos was like, I need to sit down and plan all of this out before I even start making things, whereas I tend to be a, like, organic filmmaker where I'm like, oh, I'll just, like, set this thing up and then shoot it and then I'll edit it into whatever I want to edit it into afterwards, and whatever comes of it is whatever comes of it. Like, length is not important. Meh. All of those things. So I felt the need to be, like, really planned out. So I spent, like, the first 3 days of the week being, like, get this shit down, make intricate map, and then I made a map that was too intricate, and then it was like, scale back, you can't do that. You cannot make 124 videos in 3 days. You cannot.
So you were prepared for the jam when you came in, and you brought a lot of your material with you, and
yes,
that was sort of your way of doing it.
Yes, I mean, also because the content of what I'm shooting is not something that would be particularly welcome in the middle of a game jam. I don't think that everybody... Well, I mean, Michaela would be totally fine, but...
Great.
But
sure,
I feel like...
Find it distracting.
I feel like there would be some people that might be a little bit like, what are you making those people do, and why are there naked people everywhere, and I am supposed to be paying attention to what now?
Isn't it a little chilly in this room for that?
Yes.
All right, that's fair. So privacy, obviously, for porn game was important for the filming process.
It also would just be too much. I felt like it would be too much to film while here. Like, I wanted to know, I knew the editing was going to take a huge chunk of time, and so I wanted to know that was out of the way and I could just focus on editing.
All right, so what have you, so you've spent the majority of time this week producing video?
Yep, all the editing.
And what's the style of your stuff?
Is anybody a video expert? Quick question.
I mean, this specifically is an artistic tribute to Barbara Kruger, because I thought that would be fun, because I was trying to figure out ways in which to integrate text and video so that there was some kind of tell for the controller screens. Although it would be really interesting to explore having tells that are totally not text-based, because I feel like a lot of people are doing text-based tells because it's an easier, simpler concept to, like, wrap your head around.
Yeah.
I feel like most of my difficulties for the last week have been wrapping my head around the, like, how this actually works.
Yeah. Well, we are doing, I mean, part of the exploration with this research project is definitely that we have an artist practice, and the tool emerged from the artist practice, and now we're asking other artists to use the tool, which is sort of in line with, like, how transmedia marketing works now, which is that you have the Facebook group, you get a bunch of people, you get them to do a thing, you post that thing on the internet, it gets bigger, so it's a real feedback loop, and that's kind of what I'm experimenting with this research for myself, note to self, write a paragraph about that. So, yeah, I can understand how that would be different. You mentioned a specific artist when you were doing your presentation yesterday. Could you tell me a little bit about your history with the arts?
With the arts specifically?
Well, not everybody knows about Barbara Emile. Tell.
Well, I mean, like, I grew up in a lesbian separatist household. I was going to say feminist household, but that's not extreme enough to describe what I grew up with. And for the longest time, I really wanted to be an illustrator.
Okay.
And then was not very good at drawing, so that didn't go very well for me. And then I went to an arts high school, and I went to art university, and then dropped out of art university 3 times. And the combination of being a big homo and existing in predominantly feminist spaces, which included one of my high schools. One of my high schools also had queer and feminist-based courses, resulted in a whole lot of, like, here are the main feminist artists of the world, and most of them I don't like, but Barbara Kruger is fucking amazing. And
not Emile. Barbara Emile is Conrad Black's wife, which is actually how you can tell that I grew up in an all-female artist separatist household with deep interest in conservative politics.
I know her. She likes recording. She likes white roses.
She loves white roses and capitalism.
She's
distinct from Barbara Kruger in this.
Yes,
she loves.
This she loves. I also, I mean, I took a collage and assemblage class when I was in art college. And it was, the teacher of that class was really awesome in that she was like, you know what, most classes focus mainly on men, so we're going to do 2 weeks on men, and then there will be no other discussion of male artwork for the rest of the year. And within a collage and assemblage format, you really can't not talk about Barbara Kruger when trying to not talk about men.
It's true.
Most aesthetics, I also find most aesthetics of, I'm going to get in trouble for this, but I also find a lot of aesthetics of feminist-based art really unpleasing to me. Because I tend to like things that kind of feel like graphic novels or have like a harsher edge or a darker edge. And a lot of the time that's not really what's kicking around. Black, red, and white's also my favorite color combination. So there's that.
That's a pretty good color combination. It's classic. Okay, I think that's pretty much all I've got. I guess, how is your video process going today?
Today it's good. I think I just hit the point where I may have edited. I may be done. I may be done.
Now you're actually starting to put things into the actual game.
But the thought of actually being done with, you know, 2.5 hours to do it in Screen Perfect makes me feel better than I thought I'd feel today.
Yes. Okay. I will let you get on that then.
All right.